Florida is still weighing whether to cancel in-person classes for the remainder of the school year. Right now, students are doing distance learning, but with the end of the school year approaching, the chances students will get back into their regular classes is dimming. As of today, there are no plans to cancel school for the rest of the year. Governor Ron DeSantis says he may want to take a different approach.
We want to give people enough time to prepare, so I don't think we would want to, the day before, just say, oh, everyone go back to school the next day. I mean, you know, we're going to do it, but we're going to be deliberate, and we're going to make sure that we make the best decisions that we can. And it may be that not every county is going to be treated the same in this. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If the problem is different in certain parts, then we should recognize that. And if the problem has really abated in other parts, we should recognize that.
Still, the year is likely a loss for seniors who were looking forward to milestones like graduation and prom. Schools were supposed to resume in mid-April. Now the return date is set for May 1st. Leon County Superintendent Rocky Hanna says even if the state does decide to resume in-person classes, it may already be too late for teachers to pivot.
Then let's say on the 7th of May, they say, okay, you can come back. Well, what would we have then? We'd have 50% of the parents, I can't deal with my child in the house anymore, and they would send them back to school. The other 50%, though, would be scared because the curve in Leon County, they say, is not getting here until the first part of June. So you'd have 50% of kids in school, 50% of them at home, and I can't ask my teachers to do both. They can't do face-to-face instruction and distance learning, face-to-face with half the class and distance learning with the other half. That's an unrealistic expectation.
Tallahassee Memorial Hospital's best case scenario is for COVID-19 cases in Leon County and the Panhandle to peak around mid-June. The school year is over May 29th. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.